Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
SEN Sport Update.
This is SEN Sports News Bite. Here's what's making news around the sporting world thanks to Car Sales, unique insights and exclusive perks with Car Sales for owners. In the AFL, Carlton posted a 31-point win over the Saints to stay in touch with the top eight ahead of finals. The 112-81 win moves the Blues up to 11th place on the ladder, just 2 points outside of the eight ahead of the end of round 20. Sam Walsh kicked 3 goals and recorded 26 disposals in a performance that will put him further into the Brownlow medal contention. Fremantle has stood down assistant coach Josh Carr after he was charged with breaching the WA's government quarantine orders. Carr allegedly committed 3 breaches after a police visit to his residence found he was not home when required to be in a 14-day quarantine. In the NRL, the Brisbane Broncos recorded their 5th win over the season, beating the Cowboys 37-18. The Broncos scored 6 tries to 3 against North Queensland, with Katoni Staggs crossing for a double. Staggs was pivotal in the Broncos' win, with his opening try helping the home side establish a 22-12 lead at halftime. The win will help the 15th place Broncos push to avoid the wooden spoon, with the Bulldogs 6 points behind, but with a match against Gold Coast still to play in round 20. The doubleheader night also saw the Warriors edge out the Tigers 18-16. All the Warriors' points came in the second half after the Tigers led 10-0 at the break. And in Tokyo, the Australian Women's Rugby Sevens team are out of the medal contention following a 14-12 quarterfinal defeat by Fiji. Spain proved too strong for our women's water polo team, winning 15-9 in their match. It was the Stingers' first loss in Tokyo, and they will face South Africa in their final group match on Sunday. And the Australian Opals lost to China in a nail-biting clash. The Opals were tied 38-all at halftime, but were defeated in a tense fourth quarter, which saw China surge ahead to win 76-74. The Opals lost their opening 2 games and will now face Puerto Rico in their final match on Monday night. And Emma McKeon claimed victory for the 100-metre freestyle final, becoming her 8th Olympic medal. The gold-winning race lowered her own Olympic record and swam to within a quarter second of the world record. That was your SEN Sports News Bite, brought to you by Car Sales.
SEN Sport Update.